Yesterday, we studied the 52 mental factors. Now today we will study the combination of consciousness with mental factors. Now on other days, I talk and you listen to me. So I sweat and you didn't. Today I will make you sweat. I will make you work. Now the chart on the screen shows the two kinds of combination. So this chart shows the combination two ways. If you read from top to bottom, it is one method of combination. Now, in order to differentiate the two methods, I will call this downgoing method Chaitasika Chaita combination. That means we will pick up a Chaitasika and then we will find out how many Chaitas that particular Chaitasika arises with. And if you read across, it is another kind of combination. We pick up a type of consciousness and then we try to find out how many Chaitasikas arise with that particular type of consciousness. So we will call it Chitta Chaitasika combination. So there are two kinds of combination, Chaitasika Chitta combination and Chitta Chaitasika combination. So in the column of Chaitasikas, now they are grouped together. The 52 Chaitasikas are grouped together. That is to make the chart fit in the page of the book. If we can expand this chart so that each column, each line represent just one chaita, one chaitasika, it would be very good. But it may be bigger than the wall of this hall. Okay, now the first is universal seven. Now you know the universal seven. The seven universal chaitasikas. If you look back, the list of Chaitasikas, the universal seven are contact, feeling, perception, volition, one-pointedness of mind, life faculty, and attention. The universal seven represent these seven Chaitasikas. And then next line is initial application or vitaka, and then sustained application vichara, decision adhimokha, energy virya, zest piti, and desire chanda. And then next column is unwholesome universals four. So they are delusion, shamelessness, fearlessness, and restlessness. And next is greed or lobha. And then wrong view, deity, and conceit, mana. A group of three. And next, a group of four, hate, dosa, envy, issa, avarice, machariya, and worry, or remorse, kukuja. and then to sloth and torpor, thina and middha, and then the last of the akusala, cetasikas, doubt, vichikicca, and then beautiful universals 19, since they arise together with the beautiful cetas, the 19 are put in just one column. And then abstinences 3, right speech, right action, right livelihood. And then illimitables or limitless ones 2, compassion and sympathetic joy. And then the last one, wisdom or wisdom faculty. So these are the 52 cetasikas here. If we read this chart down, now we will find out how many cetas arise with universal cetasikas. Since they are universal, they arise with all cetas. This chart is in the book, page 102, 103. If you read down the column universal 7, you see all cetas there, so 89 or 121 types of consciousness. So contact arises with 89 or 121 type of consciousness, feeling, perception, and so on. All these 7 cetasikas arise with all types of consciousness, so there is no difficulty here. And then we come to initial application or vitakka. If you look down at the bottom, you see the number 55. So that means vitakka arises with 55 types of consciousness. And they are what? All akusala cittas. Oh, wait. I'll have to explain the left-hand column with the head cittas. Now, greed-rooted. There are 8 types of consciousness that are rooted in greed, lobha mula. So they are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then hate-rooted, 1 and 2, dosa mula. And delusion-rooted, again, 1 and 2, moha mula. Now the next one, sense consciousness 10. Now that means seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, smelling, tasting, and touching consciousness. 5 are the result of unwholesome karma, and the other 5 result of wholesome karma. So these 10 are collectively called sense consciousness. Actually, not just sense consciousness, 2 sets of 5 types of consciousness. In Pali, they are called Dvi Pancha Vijnana. So when we want to refer to all 10 of these consciousnesses, we say in Pali, Dvi Pancha Vijnana. So 2 sets of 5 types of consciousness. But here, for simplicity's sake, we will call sense consciousness. So when we say sense consciousness, we mean those 10 types of consciousness from the rootless consciousness. So seeing, 2 seeing consciousness, 2 eye consciousnesses, 2 ear consciousnesses, and so on, up to 2 body consciousnesses. And then receiving consciousness, there are 2 receiving consciousnesses, one belonging to the result of unwholesome and the other belonging to the result of wholesome. And then investigating consciousness, accompanied by equanimity, that means accompanied by neutral feeling. And another investigating consciousness, there are two of the investigating consciousness accompanied by neutral feeling. And then investigating joy, that means investigating consciousness accompanied by joy, there is only one. And it belongs to the result of wholesome karma. And then five door advarding. In the dot chart, that is the first of the third column in rootless consciousness. Five sense door advarding. And then the next is mind door advarding. And then next one, smile producing. And then you have SS wholesome. Sense fear wholesome. Or kama vajra kusala. And there are eight, and one and two are put together here, three and four, five and six, seven and eight, because they have the same number of mental factors arising with them. And then SS result, sense fear resultant. They are also grouped together as one and two, three and four, five and six, seven and eight. And then SS functional, sense fear functional. They are also grouped together as 1 and 2, 3 and 4, 5 and 6, 7 and 8. And then FMS. What is that? Fine material sphere, Rupa Vajra. So, fine material sphere, first jhana 3. Fine material sphere, second jhana 3, third, fourth, fifth jhana 3. 3 means 1 wholesome, 1 resultant, and 1 functional. So there are three first jhana, second, third, fourth, fifth jhana chetas. And then IS, immaterial sphere, arupa vajra. Arupa vajra is included in the fifth jhana, so there the letter fifth there, and there are 12 of them. And then four path chetas expanding into 20 chetas. So here what we mean is first jhana, first path, second jhana, first path, third jhana, fourth jhana, fifth jhana, first path. And then first jhana, second path, second jhana, second path, third jhana, second path, fourth jhana, second path, and fifth jhana, second path, and so on. So there are altogether 20 path consciousnesses. And fruit consciousness are also, in brief, there are four, and when expanded, there are 20. So first jhana, first fruit consciousness, second jhana, first fruit consciousness, and so on, fifth jhana, first fruit consciousness, and then first jhana, second fruit consciousness, and so on. So all 121 types of consciousness are arranged in this diagram, grouping together the types of consciousness that have the same number of mental factors arising with them. That is to abbreviate or to make the chart fit in the page. Here also, if we can put just one citta in one line, we will have 121 lines to go down. But that would be very good, because in that case, you don't have to find for yourself what sense consciousness means and so on. But in order to make it manageable, we have to group some types of consciousness together. So now we will go back to the Chetasika-Cheta combination. So the seven universals, they arise with all 89 or 121 types of consciousness. So there is no difficulty here. Now, initial application, it arises with all 12 akusala chetas. And then it does not arise with 10 sense consciousness. That means eye consciousness and so on. So the eye consciousness and so on arise without vitaka, without initial application. So initial application does not arise with these 10 types of consciousness. And then to receiving consciousness, it arises with, and so on, so on, so on, until we come to second jhana. So the fine material second jhana 3, there is no vitaka. And third jhana, fourth jhana, fifth jhana, no vitaka. And immaterial jhanas, no vitaka. And then path consciousnesses, with first jhana 4, there is vitaka, but with second, third, fourth, fifth, no vitaka. And with fruit consciousness also, first jhana 4, there is vitaka, but with second, third, fourth, and fifth, there is no vitaka. So when we add these all up, we get 55 types of consciousness with which initial application of vitaka arises. Actually, vitaka does not arise with 10 sense consciousnesses, and it does not arise with second, third, fourth, and fifth jhanas. That's all. If you can remember this, then you can find out the 55. Then sustained application. Now, sustained application arises with 66 types of consciousness. The 56 that vitaka arises with, plus 11 more. Vichara is with second jhana, right? How many jhana factors are with second jhana? Vichara, piti, sukha, ekagata. So vichara arises in 11 more chetas than vitaka. So you just add the 11 second jhana consciousness to the 55 and you get 66. You have the small card with you? Now please try to find out the first jhana chetas and so on. How many first jhana chetas are there? Three from Rupa Vachara and eight from Lokutra or Supramundane. So altogether, 11. So 11 first jhana chetas, 11 second jhana chetas, 11 third jhana chetas, 11 fourth jhana chetas, and how many fifth jhana chetas? Three from Rupa Vachara. And all 12 are Rupa Vachara or immaterial. And then 8 from Supramundane. You use the chart? So, first jhana 3. Now, you see them? First jhana 3, they are Rupa Vachara or material sphere consciousness. And the second jhana 3, third jhana 3, fourth jhana 3. And then fifth jhana 3, that is from Rupa Vachara. And Arupa Vachara, all 12 belong to fifth jhana. And then you go to Supramundane. So, third consciousness. Look at the third consciousness. How many first jhana chetas are there? Four. Second jhana cheta, four. Third jhana, fourth jhana cheta, four. Fifth jhana cheta also, four. And among the fruit consciousness, there are four first jhana jhetas, fourth, fifth jhana jhetas. So if you read this across, there are only 7 first jhana jhetas. So 3 from rupa vachara and 8 from supramundane. So next 11 second jhana jhetas, 11 third jhana jhetas, 11 fourth jhana jhetas. But fifth jhana jhetas are more than 11. 3 plus 12 plus 4 plus 4. How many? 3 plus 12, 15. 15 plus 4, 17. 17 plus 4, 21. No. There must be 23. 3, 12, right? Oh yeah, 15 plus 8, 23. So there are 23 fifth jhana jhetas. Okay, now we can go back to the chart. So now you can see in your mind the 11 first jhana jhetas, 11 second, third, fourth jhana jhetas, and 23 fifth jhana jhetas. Now, vitaka arises with 11 first jhana jhetas, but vichara arises with 11 first jhana jhetas and 11 second jhana jhetas. So that is why vichara or sustained application arises with 66 types of consciousness. The third one, decision. Decision does not arise with doubt. Decision and doubt are opposite to each other. When there is doubt, you cannot get to decision. So when there is decision, there is no doubt. So decision does not arise with the consciousness which is accompanied by doubt. So 11 types of unwholesome consciousness, and then it does not arise with 10 sense consciousnesses, and that's all. So altogether 78 or 110. And then energy arises with all 12 akusala unwholesome chetas, but it does not arise with sense consciousness 10, receiving consciousness 2, investigating consciousness 3, let us say, and 5 sense door adverting. So it arises with only 2 from the rootless consciousness, and they are mind door adverting and smile producing. And then with all the rest of chetas, and so it arises with 73 or 105 types of consciousness. Next is what? Zest. Now zest or joy, PT. PT cannot arise with those types of consciousness that are accompanied by indifferent feeling or neutral feeling. So, PD arises with only 4 from the Lobha Mula, or 4 from the types of consciousness rooted in Lobha, and no other from the Akusala. And then it does not arise with sense consciousness, because sense consciousness are accompanied by what feeling. All 10 sense consciousness are accompanied by upekha, neutral feeling. So it does not go with upekha, so it does not arise with this. And 2 receiving consciousness also are accompanied by upekha, so it does not arise with them. And investigating consciousness accompanied by equanimity too, it does not arise with. But with the investigating consciousness accompanied by joy, it arises with. And with smile producing also, it arises. And then we go to kama vachara, sense, fear, wholesome. Now, the first four of the sense, fear, wholesome are accompanied by joy, right? Somanasa. So, with these four, piti arises. But with the other four, piti does not. That means, with sense, fear, wholesome, 1, 2, and 3, 4, piti arises. But with 5, 6, and 7, 8, piti does not arise. And then, sense, fear, resultant, 1, 2, 3, 4, it arises. With, and 5, 6, 7, 8, it does not arise. It does not arise with. And sense, fear, functional, 1, 2, 3, 4, it arises with. And with 5, 6, 7, 8, it does not arise. And then with first jhana, actually 11, with rupa vichara first jhana, it arises. Second jhana, yes. Third jhana, yes. Fourth jhana, it does not arise, because there is no BD in fourth jhana. And then fifth jhana, there is no BD, so it does not arise. And with the 12 arupa vachara chetas, with 12 immaterial sphere chetas, it does not arise, because the 12 immaterial chetas are accompanied by neutral feeling. And then with the supramundane, it arises with first jhana, second jhana, and third jhana, not with fourth and fifth jhana. So altogether, piti arises with 51 types of consciousness. That means with those that are accompanied by joy, except the fourth jhana chetas. And desire, chanda. Desire arises with 8 rooted in greed and 2 rooted in hate. But it does not arise with 2 accompanied by delusion, so only 10 from akusala. And then it does not arise with all rootless consciousness, but with others it arises. So altogether, it arises, desire arises with 69 or 101 types of consciousness. So now you know how to read this chart. If you want to know how many, with how many types of consciousness a certain mental factor arises, then you read this chart from top to bottom. Now let us go further. Unwholesome universals four. That means delusion, shamelessness, fearlessness, and restlessness. These four arise with all unwholesome chetas. That's all. The others are not unwholesome chetas, so they will not arise with any of the remaining types of consciousness, and so there are only 12 for them. That means delusion arises with 12 unwholesome types of consciousness, shamelessness, fearlessness, with 12 unwholesome types of consciousness, and so on. And then greed or loba, it arises with only 8 types of consciousness accompanied by greed, loba mula, no other. So only 8. And wrong view arises with first and second unwholesome consciousness rooted in greed, and then fifth and sixth. If you go back to the list of types of consciousness, you will see, say, with joy, with wrong view, unprompted, with joy, with wrong view, prompted. With joy, without wrong view, unprompted. with joy, without wrong view, prompted, and so on. So if you look at the chart, you easily see that wrong view arises with first and second and fifth and sixth of the eight types of consciousness accompanied by lobha or attachment or greed. And then conceit. Conceit arises with third and fourth, seven and eighth consciousness from the unwholesome types of consciousness. Now it is said in the books that wrong view and conceit do not arise together, because their way of looking at the five aggregates is different. Wrong view takes things to be permanent, it takes things to be self or soul and so on, and so its way of looking at the five aggregates is like the permanent or soul. But conceit is I. So conceit look at the five aggregates in another way, and so they cannot arise together with the same type of consciousness. So when wrong view is there, there can be no conceit, and when there is conceit, there can be no wrong view. Although they are based on the five aggregates, and although both of them are associated with lobha or greed or attachment, because wrong view also comes from attachment to the five aggregates. Conceit also comes from attachment. If you are not attached to yourself, you will not feel conceit at all. So it is said that just as two lions cannot live in one and the same cave, so wrong view and conceit cannot arise with one and the same type of consciousness. So when there is wrong view, there is no conceit, and when there is conceit, there is no wrong view. So conceit arises with only third, fourth, and seventh, eighth of the consciousness accompanied by greed. So only four. Now the next group is hate, envy, avarice, worry. These four are put together because they arise with the two chetas accompanied by hate. So if you read down, you see hate, envy, avarice, worry. Now hate rooted one and hate rooted two. So there are only two types of consciousness that they arise with. And next is sloth and torpor. Now sloth and torpor means you are dull. So sloth and torpor cannot arise with those type of consciousness that are unprompted. So those that are unprompted are not said to be dull. They are keen. And so sloth and torpor cannot arise with the types of consciousness that are unprompted. So they arise with prompted only, and there are one, two, three, four, five types of consciousness that are prompted among the 12 unwholesome chetas. So only five. And then doubt. Doubt arises with only one type of consciousness, and that is the first of the two types of consciousness accompanied by delusion. And now we come to beautiful chetasikas. Now the first group is beautiful universal 19. Now if you look at the list, you will find that there are 19 beautiful chetasikas. That is from faith to rectitude of consciousness, from number 28 to 46. So these 19 types of consciousness arise with all beautiful consciousness. That is why they are called beautiful universals. So beautiful universals means they arise with every type of beautiful consciousness. That means every type of wholesome consciousness, every type of resultant tamkama, which are resultant consciousness and so on. So they arise with 59 or 21 types of beautiful consciousness. And then there are three abstinences: right speech, right action, right livelihood. So three abstinences arise with how many? 8 sensuya wholesome consciousness. All, 1 to 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then you go down, you get the all supramundane chetas. If you take supramundane chetas to be 8, then the number of chetas they arise with is 16. If you take supramundane chetas to be 40, then the number of chetas they arise with is 48. And then two limitless ones. Now two limitless ones arise with 8 sense sphere wholesome consciousness. And then 8 sense sphere functional. And then first jhana rupavajra, fine material sphere, first jhana 3, second jhana 3, third jhana 3, and fourth jhana 3. They do not arise with fifth jhana, because illimitables mean karuna and mudita, compassion and sympathetic joy. And they are accompanied by joy, and so they do not arise with fifth jhana. And they do not arise with all supramundane chetas. So they arise with only 28 types of consciousness. And then the last one is wisdom, or non-delusion. Now, if you look at the list, you will see in the sense fear wholesome chetas, the first two are with joy, with knowledge unprompted, with joy, with knowledge prompted, and so on. So the first and second, with first and second, wisdom arises, and with fifth and sixth, wisdom arises. So four from wholesome, four from resultant, and four from the functional. And then it arises with all rupavachara chetas, arupavachara chetas, and lokuttara chetas. So it arises with all fine material sphere chetas, immaterial sphere chetas, and supramundane chetas. So it, the wisdom arises with 47 types of consciousness, or 79 types of consciousness. So if you have this chart, you can easily find out which chetasikas arise with which chetas. If you want to simplify this, you will have to draw the diagram for just one line for one cheta. So it you will have 121 lines going down. It may be a big chart, but that will be much easier, because you don't have to think of anything. You just look at it and then you get the result. Now, when I taught Burma in Malaysia, I had them made a big chart, and they did. And they had about three or four versions of it. because I divided them into groups, and each group made the chart of its own. Now there are many students there, too many, so that it is difficult to divide into groups. So if you can do like that, a big chart, it would be much easier. But if you know how to read this small chart, it may be the same to you. So this is the method of association, or Chetasika Cheta combination. So this is one method. Now you have these charts. Do you remember the colors of these? Colors are not put in this chart. Because I left them blank for you to fill in the colors. So I will give you homework. So let us do the first one, right? With Vitaka. So with Vitaka there are 55 types of consciousness. You know, the transparencies have not been made, so you cannot look at the screen today. So with Vitaka, there are 55 types of consciousness. What I want you to do is fill in the colors, correct colors, in those types of consciousness that arise with Vitaka. I hope you can do that. Right? So it is important that you do not make mistake, because you have only these sheets. So before putting in colors, I think you make extra copies of this. Okay, now let us try for Vitaka. You look at the first column, right? Vitaka arises with all 12 akusala chetas, right? So you put red color in 4, blue color in the next 4, green color in the 2, and blue color in the 2. Okay. And then it does not arise with sense sphere consciousness. So you keep blank the ones in the rootless consciousness. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So these 10 you leave blank, because Vitaka does not arise with these 10. And with others, it arises. So with 2, receiving consciousness, you put in color. And then 3, investigating consciousness, you put in correct colors. 1, red, and 2, blue. And then with the third column, the first one is 5 sense door adverting. Now, Vitaka arises with it, so you put in color there. And mind door adverting also, yes. And smile glue juicing also, yes. So you put in correct colors in these 3. Now let us go to sense fear, beautiful consciousness. So 3 columns. Vitaka arises with all 24. So you have to fill in the colors, red colors and blue color here in all 24. And then Vitaka arises with first jhana, 11 first jhana chetas. So that means the topmost line, 3 rupa vajras and 8 Laukotra. And if you count them, then you will get 55. So now you know how to fill in the other charts. So there are altogether how many? Only 18. Not too many. So I want you to fill in the colors in these charts, and tomorrow you will see the transparencies so that you can check with the transparencies how many you get right or you get all right or you may get someone wrong. So it is a good exercise to make yourself familiar with the combination of chetas and chetasikas. So this is the method of association. It is called method of association, but it doesn't mean much. So I prefer to call it chetasika-cheta combination. So that is easier to understand. So in chetasika-cheta combination, we can use these charts. I want you to really do the charts and bring them tomorrow so that you can check with the transparencies. So first you have to make yourself familiar with the original basic chart, because there are colors, red, blue, and green. So you put in correct colors there. So after you have done the chart, then, and you have this chart with you, you can find out easily how many jetas arise with vitaka, how many jetas arise with vichara, and with how many types of consciousness vitaka arises, with how many types of consciousness with vichara arises, and so on. You want to do the next one? You may try now. With vichara 66. Oh, you may not have red and blue colors with you. Okay. Vichara arises with the 55 that arise with vitaka plus 11 second jhana consciousness. So you just put in the 11 more second jhana consciousness, you put in the colors there, and you get the chart for with vichara 66 and so on. So this is the method of association or chetasika cheta combination. Now the other combination is called method of combination. So I prefer to call it chitta chetasika combination. We take chitta as a basis, and then we find out how many chetasikas arise with a given chitta. For this method, you read across. So first there is greed-rooted consciousness number one. That is, with joy, with wrong view, unprompted. So how many chetasikas go with it? 19. And they are seven universals, vitaka, initial application, sustained application, decision, energy, zest, desire. That means all 13 ethically variables, and then unwholesome universals 4, yes, and then greed, yes, wrong view, yes. When there is wrong view, there can be no conceit, so only wrong view. So you get altogether 19 mental factors arising with the first type of consciousness accompanied by greed. Now 19 means universals are 7, and then initial application 8, sustained application 9, decision 10, energy 11, zest 12, desire 13, and then unwholesome universals 4, that means 17, greed 18, wrong view 19. So the first type of consciousness among those rooted in greed has 19 mental factors arising together with it. And the second has two more. Because when it is prompted, when you have to push, when you have to encourage, that means this type of consciousness is dull. So when it is dull, it is accompanied by sloth and torpor. So you add just 2 to 19 and you get 21. Now please note that sloth and torpor are 2, not 1. So you get 21 mental factors arising with the second consciousness rooted in greed. And then the third type of consciousness has 19. But although the number is the same, the chetasikas are different. Here, instead of wrong view, there is conceit, because it is without wrong view. So the third one has 19 chetasikas, and the fourth one has 24 chetasikas. Then number five. Number five is accompanied by what? Joy or indifference? Indifference. Since it is accompanied by indifference, zest cannot go with it. Piti cannot go with it. So, 12 from among the 13 ethically variables, and then the rest, 4 unwholesome universals, greed, wrong view. So here, 18 and not 19. 19 minus piti or zest. So the fifth consciousness arises with 18 mental factors. And the sixth is prompted. It is prompted, it is accompanied by sloth and torpor. So it is accompanied by 20 mental factors. Number seven. Now number seven is without wrong view. Since it is without wrong view, it has conceit. So instead of wrong view, there is conceit, and again we get 18. And number eight, we add sloth and torpor, and so we get 20. And next, rooted in hate. The first one is accompanied by universal seven, initial application, sustained application, decision, energy, but not by zest or PT. So PT does not go with dosa or domanasa. So there is no PT. And then there is desire, and then 4 unwholesome universals, and no greed, no wrong view, no conceit, because it is accompanied by hate. And then it is accompanied by hate, envy, avarice, worry. These four arise with two types of consciousness rooted in hate. So we get altogether 20. Now 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 12 plus 4, 16, 16 plus 4. We get 20. So the first type of consciousness rooted in hate is accompanied by 20 mental factors. And the second is accompanied by 22 mental factors, because it is prompted, and so we have to add sloth and torpor. And then two types of consciousness rooted in delusion. Now decision does not arise with consciousness accompanied by doubt. We have to leave out decision here. And also it does not arise with piti and also with desire. So from among the 13 ethically variable, we get only 7, 8, 9, 10. And then 4 unwholesome universals, and no greed, no wrong view, no conceit, because it is accompanied by moha here, and no hate, and so on. no sloth and torpor, but there is what? Doubt. So there are 15 chetasikas that arise with the first type of consciousness rooted in delusion. And the second one is with restlessness. So this, in the second one, there is no doubt, but there is decision. So from among the 13 ethically variables, we get how many? 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And then 4 unwholesome universals, 15. So 15 chetasikas arise with the second unwholesome type of consciousness rooted in delusion or moha mula. So this way, when you read across, you get the number of chetasikas arising together with a particular chaita. So when we first study these, we have to be able to say, without looking at the chart, or we had no chart at that time, we had to study the hard way by memorizing. So we try to exercise among ourselves first before we go to the teacher. Because if we cannot answer the questions, then we will be scolded. So how we memorized was, we memorized 19, 21, 18, 20, 18, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20. So, and then we asked each other, what are the 19 and what are the 21 and so on. So that way we get very familiar with the number of chetasikas and as well as the chetasikas themselves. But nowadays, there are many devices we can use, like this chart. And if there are computer programmers among the students, you can do something. You can make a computer program to find out which cheta arises with which chetasika. I had a student and he tried it, but it was long ago during the time of DOS. So he made a program and it works. So you point out at the first cheta and then you press a button and then you press a key and then you get the answer. Not just 19 or 21, but the chetasikas also. So if any of you can write a program like that, it would be very, very, very useful for all, not just here, for all people who wants to study Abhidhamma. So I hope there are some computer wizards in the audience. And so if you have time and if you have desire to do it, I think it would be very useful. And I would be very grateful to you if you can do that, because I can use it in my classes. So that way, you can just press a key and then you get the answer. And that is why I always tell people, nowadays, to study a subject or whatever is much easier than it was before. The computers are great help for studying in different subjects. And so the only thing is, there will be no commercial value in this, but it would be a great service to the teachings of the Buddha or to the sasana. Okay, I think we'll have a break now.